KSRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. Donald Trump's campaign says he's, quote, fine after what law enforcement officials are treating as an assassination attempt during a rally yesterday in Butler, Pennsylvania. Officials say the man who opened fire was a 20-year-old from Pennsylvania. FBI Special Agent in Charge Kevin Rojek says authorities currently don't know why the suspect, who was subsequently killed, committed this act.
We do not currently have an identified motive, although our investigators are working tirelessly to attempt to identify what that motive was.
President Biden and political leaders of all stripes are condemning the attack. Also on SRNnews.com, congressional Republicans are pledging investigations into and at least one hearing about yesterday's shooting.
Speaker Mike Johnson wrote in a post on a social media site X, quote, "The House will conduct full investigations on the tragic events today." Johnson said, quote, "The American people deserve to know the truth. We have the Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle and other appropriate officials from DHS and the FBI appear for a hearing before the committee ASAP." House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer swiftly requested that Cheadle testify at a hearing about the shooting on July 22nd. The House Homeland Security Committee also said in a post on X that it had been in contact with the Secret Service and requested an official briefing for its members. Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley is pushing for a hearing on the matter in the Democrat-controlled Senate as well. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Treason cases were once rare in Russia, a handful each year, but they, along with espionage prosecutions, have skyrocketed since the invasion of Ukraine in 2022. The misery of Houston's lasting power outages extend beyond the big city and onto surrounding farms and ranches, where everything from animal bedding to feed is harder to come by. This is SRN News. Lawmakers in Berlin take on Muslim terrorists.
The city has banned the red inverted triangle, which is a symbol used by Hamas and its supporters to mark its targets in both the digital realm and in graffiti. For example, Berlin Mayor Kai Wegner has been targeted for breaking up Palestinian protests. The words "Kai will pay" were painted on the city's free university under a red triangle. Federal lawmakers are considering a national ban in Germany as anti-Semitism surges. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new study reveals that amongst teenagers and young adults, about half report frequently feeling anxious, and a quarter say they're often depressed. Fewer than half feel their lives always have meaning, but the Gallup-Walden Family Foundation report also indicates that young people with a strong Christian faith are faring better. An expert says faith-building activities such as prayer journaling can be a huge benefit to young people. This is SRN News. The House has defeated a Republican measure that would have imposed a fine on Attorney General Merrick Garland for his refusal to turn over audio recordings of President Biden's interview with a special counsel who raised questions about his age and memory. House Speaker Mike Johnson says Representative Anna Paulina Luna's resolution still gave him pause from a constitutional perspective.
If it's brought to the floor, I'll vote for it. But as a constitutional law litigator, a former constitutional law litigator, my preference is to follow the legal process and legal proceedings that protect the institution.
The vote was 210 to 204 against the resolution. Italy's tax police say they've freed 33 Indian farm workers from, quote, slave-like working conditions in the northern province of Verona while seizing almost a half million euros. More details at SRNews.com.